This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehdiganj in Varanasi. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. Later, addressing a public rally, the Prime Minister highlighted the city's rapid development and said Kashi is no longer just a symbol of antiquity but has emerged as a model of progress. He praised the transformation, citing infrastructure upgrades, religious tourism and improved civic amenities that have reshaped the ancient city into a modern urban centre.
Connectivity ko majbooti dene wale अनेक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर प्रोजेक्ट्स, घर घर तक नल से जल पहुंचाने का अभियान, शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य और खेल सुविधाओं का विस्तार, हर परिवार, हर युवा को बेहतर सुविधाएं देने का संकल्प, ये सारी योजनाएं पूर्वांचल को विकसित पूर्वांचल बनाने की दिशा में
President Draupadi Murmu departs for home after a successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu attended an interactive session with members of the Indian business delegation in Bratislava, Slovakia, before departing for New Delhi. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. So far, as many as 12 Hurriyat-linked organizations have broken away from secessionism, placing their trust in the constitution. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the move. He said that under the current government, the spirit of unity prevails in Jammu and Kashmir. He added that this is a victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an operation against terrorists by a joint security forces team in Kishtwar district today. Based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint search and destroy operation was launched Wednesday in the Chatru forest area of the district and contact was established late evening on the same day. One terrorist has so far been neutralized. The encounter is underway and more details are awaited. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that government has enhanced the ease of doing business, improved the ease of living and built modern infrastructure through the Gati Shakti initiatives and forged a robust digital public infrastructure. Speaking at the Italy-India Business Science and Technology Forum in New Delhi, he said these efforts have led to better governance and made India a more attractive business partner for the world. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government is working to expedite conclusion of free trade agreement with the European Union. He was speaking at the Italy-India Business Science and Technology Forum in New Delhi today. Mr. Goyal said India has emerged as a key market for European Union members. He said that India presents an opportunity to expand manufacturing at scale for global market. Mr. Goyal added that India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-29 is a pathway for shared prosperity for both nations. Death toll from the roof collapse at a popular nightclub in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, has risen to 221. Authorities said search and recovery efforts have ended. The Dominican government has approved creating a team of national and international experts to clarify the causes of the roof collapse at the popular venue. Madhur Bajaj, former vice chairperson of Bajaj Auto Limited, passed away this morning at a private hospital in Mumbai at the age of 73. He had been admitted to the hospital a few days ago due to a health issue. He suffered a stroke 2 days ago and breathed his last around 5 a.m. today. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, CSK announced that former skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni will replace full-time captain Rituraj Gaikwad for the remainder of the season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.